reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah set out and came upon Elisha, son of Shaphat, as he was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. He was following the 12th. Elijah went over to him and threw his cloak over him. Elisha left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Please, let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, and I will follow you." Elijah answered, "Go back. Have I done anything to you?" Elisha left him, and taking the yoke of oxen, slaughtered them. He used the plowing equipment for fuel to boil their flesh, and gave it to his people to eat. Then he left and followed Elijah as his attendant. Verbum Domini. You are my inheritance, O Lord.
You are my inheritance, O Lord.
Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, "My Lord are you. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup. You it is who hold fast my lot.
You are my inheritance, O Lord."
I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night, my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed.
You are my inheritance, O Lord.
Therefore, my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption.
You are my
O God, to your decrees, and favor me with your law.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." Verbum Domini.
Vos tibi Christe.
Before my father passed away in 2020, we were looking through his high school yearbook. He graduated in 1950 from St. Paul's High School in Worthington, Iowa, about 15 students in that graduating class. And one of his classmates was a man by the name of Clarence Engler, and I remembered that he had become a Maryknoll missionary. And so my father really had lost contact. I remember growing up, we would often get letters from Father Clarence, who was in Taiwan. He spent most of his life as a missionary in Taiwan. And we would receive letters at Christmas time, and we'd read those. And I think our parents helped to support his work there as well. But I was wondering if he was still alive. And so I decided to call the Maryknoll headquarters in New York. I said, "Is Father Clarence Engler still alive?" I said, "Oh, Clancy. Yes, let me transfer you." So that was the nickname they had in the house, Clancy. And so we had a wonderful conversation. In fact, I sent him some pictures of my parents' 60th wedding anniversary in that church that he grew up in, St. Paul's. And I had learned that he had made, after he graduated from high school, he had traveled to Guadalupe, Mexico. And it was there, he said, that he discovered his vocation to the priesthood. So he eventually entered the Maryknoll missionaries. He was sent to Taiwan, where he spent most of his life, and the church there in Taiwan, just that island east of China, there's Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church, where Father Clarence Engler served for so many years, his whole life, in fact. And I mention that because in today's first reading, we have an Old Testament type, an Old Testament type of when the disciples would be called by our Lord, that they would too leave everything and they would become the disciples of Jesus. And so we have these two great prophets, Elijah, and Elisha. So Elijah means my God is Yahweh. In the midst of a lot of false gods, my God is Yahweh. Elisha, my God saves. And in fact, Elisha was the greatest miracle worker among the prophets. We see another type in his life too, how he multiplies bread for hundreds of people. Of course, all of this is going to be fulfilled in Christ. Elijah calls Elisha, he leaves everything, and he becomes his disciple. And so our Lord would call his disciples, and they too would be called to leave everything. And this is something that continues to happen today, that people are called by the Lord. They experience his call. So my brother's classmate, he goes to Guadalupe. He experiences this call. And in fact, he leaves his homeland. He leaves everything. He leaves his culture. And he loved working with the Taiwanese people, as he told me. He died in 2021, about a year after my own father. But he experienced this call, and he left everything, and he went and followed the Lord. And the Lord does call us to this trust in his providence, that we're all called, we have our own particular mission, that the Lord calls us to fulfill in whatever vocation that may be. In marriage, in particular works of charity or particular vocations in the medical field, for example, or other works in which we are called, you know, to God's service, to complete the work that he has given us to do, and to trust in his providence all the way. There's things that we're going to leave behind. When we say yes to our Lord, we're saying no to sin. Let your yes mean yes, your no mean no. And Our Lady is that one who always directs us to do whatever He tells you. This was Clarence's experience there at that beautiful shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, that he wanted to do whatever Jesus wanted him to do. He wanted to follow Him, and Mary was especially a comfort and consolation to help him to do that, to go to a strange land with a language he didn't know very well at the time, but that he learned it over the years. To Mary would be a certain sweetness in that, in following the Lord. And in today's gospel, you know, I was interested in oaths. And so last night I was researching, when you go to a court of law, you take an oath. You give sworn testimony. And formerly, it was always with the help of God, or so help me God. Now it's more optional. And I think I was reading through the different countries. Some of them have an element of so help me God. Others make it optional. I think this is the one for the United States. The judge will ask the person, do you solemnly swear that you will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And then the person answers, I do. So this is sworn testimony, and if you are caught lying, you're guilty of a crime, the crime of perjury. But our Lord is saying, do not swear at all. Of course, we're required to in a court of law. Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. In other words, always tell the truth. You know, if we always told the truth, this wouldn't be necessary in a court of law. It's only necessary because we don't always tell the truth, and especially if there's a pressure of, I might go to prison if I tell the truth. There's that pressure there. Then I may fudge some details, or I may outright lie about some details. But we're called to tell the truth, yet your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. And Our Lady was one who tells us how to use our speech through her own example that we have in the scriptures. So she teaches. You see, man is the one creature on earth that has the gift of speech. Animals can make sounds, but we have the gift of being able to articulate our thoughts, to be able to speak. And our speech should always reflect truth, the reality. So Mary, and it should always be used for something good, never for something evil, not to deceive, not to mislead, not to exaggerate, not to lie. But we always want to use our speech for its intended purpose, for what it is for good, to teach the truth, to praise God, express that with our speech. It's one of the primary reasons we have the gift of speech, so that we can articulate our praise, our love of God, to instruct, to admonish, to correct, all of these good things. And Mary shows us this in her own example in the words that we have in the scriptures. So she teaches us, do whatever He tells you. Do whatever He tells you. Well, He is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Well, if He's the truth, then I want to do whatever He tells me, because I know that that's the right thing. That's the reality. That's the way things are, not the way things I need to live. So she teaches us. She also, and today, our youth choir, our young men, we'll be singing Mary's song, the Magnificat, as a post-communion hymn. And how does Mary begin? With praise. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Mary, teach us how to rejoice in God, our Savior. Teach us how to magnify the Lord as you did. So she uses her speech to express that, to praise God. She also expresses in that beautiful prayer truth. He has looked on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. Why? Because he who is mighty has done great things. So she acknowledges her humble state. She's a creature. But at the same time, all generations will call her blessed. Why? Because he's done mighty things. He's done mighty things. That's all true. Truth is not self-deprecation. It's humility. It's acknowledging our state, that we are lowly creatures created by God. But it's not just self-deprecation. That's not humility. Humility is really the truth, that we are children of God. And what we will be has not yet been revealed. But we're called to glory. We're children of God. And that's an awesome dignity that we have. Why? Because he who is mighty has done great things. So we learn from Mary through her example, through the words recorded in the scriptures, how we are to use our speech too, to praise, to thank, to teach, to express the truth. You know, confession helps us to grow in this honesty, this truthfulness. Because in confession, we're telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, hopefully. We're growing in that ability to do that. Even the bad things about ourselves that nobody knows about, the sins that we've committed that no one's aware of. We're bringing that and we're acknowledging that. We're speaking the truth about ourselves. But we're also expressing the truth of our hope in his mercy and our confidence that he will give us his mercy, that he will help us to overcome our sins, that he'll help us to grow in virtue, that he will help us to live a more transparent life. And that's really what confession helps us to do. You know, we have a friend who's in the police force. He's actually a sergeant. And he's in the criminal investigation. And he told me about a case, a number of things, where his faith has really come to help him in his working with people in different situations. And he told a story of this man who had harmed a young lady, and he was taken into jail. And this sergeant, he was a deputy at the time, went to visit the family and this young lady. And this young lady said, I want you to tell him that I forgive him. And I want you to give him my Bible. And so he did. He goes to the jail. He says, the man's hardened. He's not going to confess anything. He said, she wanted me to give you a message, that she forgives you and she wants you to have her Bible. And when he hears this, he just melted. He went to his knees, he began to cry, yes, I did it. I did it. I confess it. It was a moment of grace, this moment of forgiveness, of this charity to somebody who didn't really deserve it. It was the light of God in that moment. And there had to be this freedom that he experienced, that yes, I did this. I acknowledge the truth. I confess. People who get away with crimes, they can get away with it, maybe even Their whole life it's never discovered, but there's always something hanging. Because our conscience doesn't rest, there's an unsettledness. Until we live in the truth, we acknowledge a truth. And that's the beauty of confession. That's what our Lord helps us to do. That's what Our Lady teaches us through her own example. So we pray that Our Lady will help us to always use our speech as our Lord said we should use it. Yet your yes mean yes, your no mean no. Be a person of honesty, be a person of truth. That's the way to freedom. That's the joy, the way to peace. Mary teaches us how to use our speech to praise, to thank, to teach, to express the truth.